one bag of oatmeal, one apple. Where's the apple? Oh, there's the apple.
Out of service.
Tune in now, hear him speak. Come on down and listen every week till it short circuits. Out of service.
Can we talk about Bluetooth?
Bluetooth?
Yeah,
why
please.
Does Bluetooth never work? That's what I want to know.
Okay, but do you know how Bluetooth works?
It connects wirelessly from the Bluetooth to the other Bluetooth.
Cool, right? But like, do you know how it works? How does Bluetooth work? Bluetooth is a mystery to me. How can I just turn on Bluetooth and it just connects to another device, right? How do I just open up my AirPods, right? And they just connect. What's a Bluetooth?
I genuinely don't know why that works.
Wait, why does it work? Here's the thing is like, there's a lot of technology out there and we just expect it to work. And then we get mad when there's no tech issue or there's tech issues, right?
Right. And then we're like, why is this not working? And then we get mad.
Right. Like, how does a CPU generate? How does a CPU do what it does? Okay. That's not the topic, though. I want to talk specifically about Bluetooth and how Bluetooth works.
Okay.
If we were to, I guess, reinvent Bluetooth, how would you expect Bluetooth to work? Like, let's say we were making Bluetooth for the first time.
Okay.
And we were like, oh man, we want this thing to wirelessly connect to this thing and explain it, right? Because in this magical world of the Outer Service podcast, whatever we say is true.
Exactly, yeah.
Right? We can reinvent the internet. We can do anything with the vast, just, I guess, lore that the podcast has. I feel like we have so much lore.
Oh, we do. And I kind of love it. Here. It's actually really sweet.
I love the extensive lore of the podcast. So anyways, I don't know how Bluetooth works. I want to reinvent Bluetooth.
Okay.
All
right. let's reinvent it.
That's where it starts. And I mean, would you like me to start throwing out ideas or do you have any ideas on how we would reinvent Bluetooth? You know?
So I'm kind of thinking, okay, first of all, we have to get a potato. Okay. Potato has to be included. Okay. Cause you have all those jokes like about potato internet. So we have to have potato in there.
Okay. Kind of like a lemon battery.
Yeah.
Like
a lemon battery. Yep. A potato is going to be like the interface. Okay. Like the receiver. Okay. But it can't be like a normal potato. It's got to be like a super rotten Swedish potato.
Or like a poisonous potato. Like
yeah, pretty much,
because
it's so rotten.
One that started, I think once it starts growing out of its eyes, like the little roots, then we hook those up. I mean, I guess it is wireless, but we hook those up to like a receiver because it is a receiver.
Yeah.
And you can just like plug those into a motherboard. I still don't know how a motherboard works, but I'm expecting we husk out the potato.
Okay.
Carve it all out and we employ a team of small elves to actually be in the potato taking the receiving end. Like, have you seen the telephone operators back in the day where they would like plug things in? Kind of like that, where they've got little roots that they're plugging in to parts of the potato as another potato is receiving.
So you're telling me we have someone that's a tiny person, okay? Because, you know, we have to shrink these potatoes down so we can actually put them in mobile devices, right? So we're putting tiny people.
It's a very tiny person.
Yes, a very tiny person in the potato, okay? And the person in the potato is literally plugging in and unplugging things based on what's going on for connection.
Yes. I'm thinking...
Okay, all right.
So we have, like, that tiny person doing those things, and it could be someone who was born tiny or small. I don't know what the correct term for people that are born shorter are, or it could be like a regular person that we figure out to shrink down. But I don't think fun size is I don't think fun size is the appropriate name for little people. It's little people.
Oh man. Okay.
But we shrink down little people, or it doesn't have to be specifically little people. It could be, you know, vertically challenged people. Right?
Oh, I don't know if that's the correct term, Julian.
I don't think that's the correct term either.
I don't think that's the correct term.
But any person who is like under 6 foot, probably.
Okay, so you.
We could shrink me. Yes. But you're just 6 foot, right?
I'm 6 foot on the dot, yeah.
You're right on the nose, so, you know. How about anyone under 5'5"? Anyone under 5'5"?
So we're going to shrink anyone under 5'5 and put them in our miniature potatoes.
Yes.
For them to be like those old-fashioned.
Do they get a choice?
Operators.
No. They just wake up one day and they step outside and I'm running at them with a yardstick and a shrink ray. And I'm just zapping them.
Running at them with a yardstick.
If they run like a short person, I mean, that's grounds for being shrunk. Or if I don't like them,
they're shrunk instantly. Boom.
They're shrunk.
Shrunk. Mm-hmm. Like, yep. I don't even care. Shrunk. Period.
Have you seen the like spray on rubber stuff? It's like this can of black rubber.
I think so, yeah.
And people use it to spray their like truck bed with it to waterproof it.
Okay.
I think we should waterproof seal the inside and the outside of the potato. And then we set up all the mechanics of it as the roots grow through it. And then we shrink it down with the people.
Oh my goodness, that's so funny.
Because the shrinking should work. I mean, I don't know. We're not explaining how a shrink ray works. We're explaining how Bluetooth works.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little different, you know? Okay.
So then, right, I'm expecting... honestly, we've explained this part and how we would recreate Bluetooth. Then how would one potato receive and send to the other potato?
So we gotta complete the creation of Bluetooth. So let's see here. We gotta put lemons in here somewhere, okay? So we gotta put lemons in here, okay? So we got the potato, okay? And the potato sends it to the lemon, okay? So each thing has half a potato with a tiny person and a lemon with another tiny person, okay?
How does a lemon send, though? How about this? How about we have the person write down the message or the thing that needs to be received,
mm-hmm.
and then they take their fingernails and they scrape on the outside of the lemon peel that they just wrote the information down, and then that lemon peel squirts it out into dust. And it catches on to the next lemon peel.
Yeah, it's a very fine, minute... Whoosh.
Mist.
Yeah, yes. Mist. It goes
it's
straight
there. It's a concentrated
there.
Mist.
Yeah, very concentrated. Absolutely. That's your eyes can not quite pick it up because it's so concentrated.
Lemon mist.
Yep.
That is what a Bluetooth is.
Yeah, so it's lemon mist. And then, you see, it has to have some sort of way for it to be kind of finite, right? Because if you just kind of squeeze a lemon a little bit, it just kind of sprays everywhere. So what we have to do is we have to get one of those straws that are designed for like coffee. So those tiny straws, and we have to stick it right in there so that it has a nice finite stream to shoot out of.
Okay. Yeah. So if I was wanting to send like a message Bluetooth wise for example, right? Let's say one Bluetooth potato is AirPods and then another Bluetooth potato or just Bluetooth, I guess, just Bluetooth is in the phone, right?
Okay.
We want to send the lemon mist. We want to send a song, a whole song, right? So we have one of our tiny elves
writing in hieroglyphics. Okay. In the lemon.
Well,
that's
not really hieroglyphics. The one on the phone, right? You tap your phone and you select like, you know, Gucci Gang by Drake Bell.
Okay.
And then our little people writes on a lemon, play Gucci Gang by Drake Bell, and then he scrapes it with his fingernail and it shoots the straw out a tiny hole and into the other potato. But here's the thing is our Bluetooth is only going to work if you're specifically in a proximity where you can shoot lemon dust.
Yeah, otherwise it doesn't work, obviously.
Otherwise, it doesn't work because it doesn't make any sense.
These people, like, I don't understand. Like, why are they not understanding how this works? Okay, like, you can't be too far away.
Exactly. So then the little person writes audio waves for the Gucci Gang by Drake Bell on the lemon peel and then shoots it back through. So it will take a total of probably like 3 minutes just to get your song to start playing. But hey.
But you know what? It's better. You know why? It's a potato. Duh.
I think it's better because it's biodegradable.
Right? I agree with that. Yep.
Probably not the sealant on the outside, but it itself is biodegradable. So, you know. But I think it's great. Gosh, I think dude. We should spray paint a logo of a Bluetooth on the outside.
So not like the typical like Bluetooth. Like I'm talking literal like Bluetooth, like tooth, teeth.
Yes.
Yep. And it's a blue.
Yes, you know, like blue teeth. And then we will only serve the little people blue foods. Just so they can get in the right mindset.
Yeah. 100%.
So, how do you like our Bluetooth invention?
I think it's foolproof, okay? It's no tech issues. It's going to work every time.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, we can't rely on stupid connectivity. Because, right, I always lose my AirPods. And there's a feature that you can do where you go to, like, find my iPhone. Right, and search up my AirPods,
okay.
And it'll go, okay, this is the last place that they connected at. Well, what is really infuriating, and what has been infuriating me recently, is the fact that I'll see that the map has last connected to the AirPods in the middle of the road on the highway.
Oh no!
So it goes, your AirPods are on the highway in the middle of the road, and I'm like, hey. Bluetooth?
Did you lose them there?
Actually, no. That's completely wrong. I know they're in this house. And so then they'll give me the option, well, would you like to play a sound from your AirPods? And I'm like, well, that's actually really cool, right? They'll play a sound and then I can find it under my sheet.
Yeah.
I click it and it goes, well, we will play it next time they connect. Well, next time they connect, I will have them in my stupid monkey paws and I will be opening the AirPods to connect them to my phone, so then I do not need them to ring out a message that they are there in my hand. Why is that a fucking option? Why is that an option?
Oh my gosh.
I've done that 2 times in a row, where I look at find my iPhone, and I'm like, okay, I'll click, make a sound. And they're like, okay, we'll make a sound next time they're connected. I'm like, why? Why can't you just go find them and make the sound?
Why don't
Bluetooth.
You just work?
Just work. Just work. It's Bluetooth.
Just work.
They're in the house. You know? Just work. Just work. I know they're in the house. So, because like you can do that, like if you have an Apple Watch and it's on, you can do like the little dingling thing, right?
Yeah. It's nice. I do that with my phone. I lose my phone sometimes and I ding that.
The ding is fine.
I ding it good.
I wish the ding worked on AirPods. For some reason, if the case is closed, it doesn't work, which doesn't make any sense. Because I don't understand Bluetooth. I don't understand how Bluetooth works. With our Bluetooth, you would see the lemon dust. And so it would just work. It would just end up working out. If it was under a pile of clothes, you'd see lemon dust spilling from the...
Or it would be a little damp wherever it was underneath. Like either way, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, you would
so
just
our,
look for damp
Bluetooth,
spots.
So is Bluetooth, okay, limited to line of sight?
You know, Bluetooth 1 maybe. I think Bluetooth 2 could be a little bit different.
Okay.
I think we start inventing nanobots to inscribe their DNA on the DNA of the lemon dust, so then they can find their way to the next.
That good lemon. Idea. Very good idea.
Now, however, society will never be able to live off of lemons. Like, you will never be able to have lemons in, like, real lemons in your, you know, in your pantry or on the table or anything like that, because it will find the nearest lemon and it might, you know, interfere. It's kind of the whole situation where you don't put your hotel key card with your credit card because it could deactivate it. Just don't put your phone near a lemon because it suddenly will not work, or any of your devices will not work.
Exactly.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It makes 100% sense.
I mean, you could probably have limoncello.
Yes.
The lemon drink, and you could probably have just straight lemon juice because it's not looking, it's just looking for lemon skin. So that's I mean, it's an easy solve, so, really.
I want to know what you guys think, okay? Let us know in the comments below.
Yeah, tell me how you would reinvent Bluetooth. Yeah,
tell me how you would reinvent it. I want to know, so.
All right.
That was out there. I liked that.
What's your deal? That was something. Yeah. I was not expecting to go where I thought it was going to go, but I'm glad that it went there.
That's this show, you know? A lot of times, it's just all over the place. So, it's very out of service, you know? So, all right. So, Walmart, what is wrong with you? Why? Okay. Now, let me start with this, okay? Man, there is like, you know, the only store in existence that's by me is called Walmart, okay? Just about the only place.
Wally World,
Walmart, whatever you want to call it, okay? Why? Okay. They started remodeling, okay? Why did you decide it was a good idea to get rid of every single checkout except for like three and put self-checkout everywhere else?
Okay, I have a good answer for this. Actually, so the remodeling thing, right? They've been remodeling for the past few years to make every single Walmart standardized. So every Walmart is supposed to be set up the same exact way, bless you, so that you can access it easier. So they're all supposed to be like kind of set the same. The checkout part is when coronavirus hit. They were trying to eliminate the amount of people onto people interaction, and they realized that most people like to do self-checkout anyways. I mean, I love to do self-checkout.
Dude, I hate it.
I refuse to have a person check my groceries out.
Seriously?
Yes. No, dude, I hate it.
Why?
The thing is, they're always slow, and it's always a job that I can do myself. I don't want to be that guy that's like, well, I could just do your job. But I can. I mean, I can. You know, a robot could do your job. That your job is not that hard. And these people act like their 750 needs to be upped so they can put stuff in a bag, you know? I mean, like, yes, I think people should be paid more minimum wage-wise. But of all the jobs, right, even fast food jobs, like, they have to, like, use their brain a little bit. But Walmart, you just have to put shit in a bag, really. You know, just don't put the bread with the milk.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, really freaking... I'm on the opposite side of this, man.
Why?
I like going to the actual checkout people.
I don't like the checkout people. They always want to make a conversation with me. I don't want to talk to them.
Really? I enjoy that. I'm an introverted weirdo, but like I enjoy talking to the checkout people.
Well, also too, like, okay, let's say I'm checking out lemons, right? I have many points for my argument. Let's say you're checking out lemons, right? And you go to the regular checkout. You put the lemons up, and the lady looks at the lemons, and then she looks at you like you've done a cardinal sin. And then she has to get her laminated sheet out of every single produce ever existed to man. Even the extinct ones. And then she has to read off each one and then put in the number, the correct number. At the self-checkout, you put the fucking lemons on the checkout thing and you click lemons and it goes, all right. You literally search up lemons and then put the lemons on the thing and it goes, oh lemons, gosh, and it checks out.
Oh man. I just push real quick here. I'm gonna use this opportunity to we figured out how to finally live stream and have it actually work. And so Julian and I can actually see each other, okay? And
this is going to make it a lot more interesting.
Oh my gosh. So, yeah.
For about six seasons, we have been talking to a wall.
No, literally. Like, we have been talking to a wall. For 2 years. Oh, until post, and then we see all the stupid shit. And then
like
just
imagining what the other person like looks like.
Yeah, and then we just But now we can see each other. And I have a feeling this is gonna make the cast way better because we can feed off of each other a lot better.
Yeah, absolutely.
I started laughing, and Julian could not contain himself.
Oh man, dude.
So, quality.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's like one of the reasons, you know. I just feel like they're incompetent, and then they'll be like, you know, oh, do you want your milk in a bag? I just don't feel like answering that question. Like, here's the thing though, is like you ask me if I want my milk in a bag, and I'm like, the milk has a handle, but I also do have 50 other bags of groceries, and it would just help to be able to put my arm through the handle. So don't judge me whenever I need to use extra plastic, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. So like, the thing that I have the issue with, it's not really the self-checkout itself, I guess. I mean, okay. Yeah, it's nice having them. Like, I don't like bagging,
like a line?
Okay? The line. That's what gets me,
it's
man.
It's the line that you want to go in the regular checkout. Why does everybody want to go in the regular checkout? I don't. The thing is, there's a good majority of people that want to use self-checkout, but there's a bunch of people who just want someone to do it for them. The thing is I can do it way faster. That's actually the main reason. I can go it way faster. I can do my lemons way faster, and I can literally go beep, 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 and just start shoving shit in the bag and then leave. You can time me and then someone who's been bagging groceries for like years, and I will still bag groceries faster.
Maybe I'm just slow. Because like that's my complaint about the stupid self-checkout. It's like I have to bag the groceries? Slow. What is this? Like, why do I have to bag the groceries? I don't want to do that part.
The only place that's really slow and annoying is at our HEB. I know you don't have HEB. But at HEB, they are a little bit bougier. So at Walmart, right, you can beep it, and then you can put it straight into your cart, or you can put it into a bag. Like, you don't have to bag it. But at HEB, right, you scan it, and it says please place item in the bagging area. And then if you don't put the thing in the bagging area, it goes, oh, would you like to skip bagging it? And you click, yes, I would like to skip bagging it. And then the machine goes, please have an associate come over and check out so you're not stealing.
And no, literally, like, yeah, that's every self-checkout I've ever used. That's why I hate that shit. It takes forever. I'm not gonna steal shit, but like, man, why does that have to take forever? And I swear, every single time I use self-checkout, there's at least one item that for some reason the tag does not recognize when I scan it. And then, please see the help associate. Work, gosh darn you.
Yeah, and then you have like the help associate goes bom 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 bom.
Yeah, and they take their sweet old Annie time, and they're like completely like staring at a brick wall, just like.
Yeah, they're just like,
and then you're just like awkwardly shouting like, "Excuse me, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me."
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
and then they pull out their stupid laminated sheet.
Yeah, they got this sheet. I don't know. I've got it down to a system with Walmart. I'll just be like beep 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 beep, just like putting it in there, and then like put it in the bag, go. I do think it's very frustrating though, the people at the end who are like, "Can I please see your receipt?" And I'm like, "You think I'm stealing bags of groceries?"
Apparently,
stealing bags of groceries. Where do you think I got these bags? I can walk out with one item, right? And it's unbagged, and the receipt person will be like, "Yeah, no, you're good.
Oh, I know, but like for some reason,
I can walk out
with
a cart with bagged items, and the lady's like, "No, now I need to look at your receipt." And there's two types of cart checkers, right, or receipt checkers. They're the young people who, for some reason, I guess, are maybe still training the checkout line, or maybe they just got stuck with a bad shift, so they have to do receipts, and it really sucks for them. So they really don't care. They're like, "All right, here's a receipt," and they scan over it. And then you have the old, decrepit crypt keepers who have arthritis so bad that they are not allowed to touch any groceries. However, you go out, and then they're like, "No, I need to see your receipt. Back in my day, you stole a loaf of bread, and you would go to state prison. And they will literally sit there and read every single item on your receipt.
And then they
one time,
peek in your bags like,
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yes. I will, there's always this one lady at the Walmart that I go to, and it's either this one like young black dude who's like super cool, he's super chill, or this old like Karen white lady who's like, nah. And the dude's super cool. He's like, yeah, no, I got you. No, yeah, I'll see your receipt. And he's like, all right, you're good. And the Karen, she's like, takes a receipt. And then she looks up at real close, and she got those old lady fingers. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah,
these little jigs right there.
No, don't do that. I hate that. Oh.
She's like, yeah. Should we have 5 lemons, 1 bag of oatmeal, 1 apple? Where's the apple? Oh, there's the apple. Oh, you rung up this carton of yogurt. This is actually vanilla, not honey. Like, God, shut the
I just want to leave
away.
I went to check out, I paid, get over it.
Yeah, like, I'm not stealing. I'm really not stealing,
man, dude.
So aside from that fact, I can understand if you have issues, like tech issues, with your self checkout, but my self checkout usually works pretty fine for me, surprisingly.
So
actually
I'm shocked, actually, with all your tech issues. Like, genuinely, yes, like, I'm shocked.
Yeah, with all the tech issues that arise,
yeah,
you'd be surprised that anything works for me, really. Yeah. That I can function in life.
No, literally, yeah. So, I've got one more thing here, and...
Shoot.
Man.
Go for it.
I decided, all right, well, it is time to actually figure out, you know, how to stream and record, you know, and actually be able to do everything we want to. So, I decided to order parts and repair an old computer, okay? So, every single computer that I have built has booted up the first time. Okay. The very first time.
Not me.
Not this time. This is the third or fourth one that I've built, dash assisted to build. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you can count me as two.
So I'm opening up different things and I cut my finger super bad. And so I'm like scavenging my apartment for a Band-Aid. Cause like it just keeps bleeding. So I was like, okay, now we're good. And so like I had to like chill for a sec, you know. And I am the kind of person that gets super lightheaded around blood. And so like I needed to take a little chill there, you know, get some juice, you know, so I'm not passing out. Then I start, you know, finishing building everything, right? And I press that good old power button. And I'm so excited about it. I'm like, yes, let's go. Everything turns on except for the graphics card.
Yep.
I'm like, well, maybe it's too old of a graphics card or something. So I pull out my nice graphics card, put it in. Nope, still not turned on. So I just went through all that effort of pulling out my nice graphics card from my nice computer to putting it in the garbage computer.
You know, that might have been an inconvenience for you, but it would have literally devastated me because I literally don't want to even touch the inside of my computer ever again.
So I sitting there scouring the internet, figuring out, okay, why is this thing not booting, double checking cables, wires, etc. At this point it's been like 2.5 hours and I am just livid. Like, are you kidding me? Did I get a bad motherboard? Why the freak are you not booting? Then I noticed these three different lights, okay, and they illuminate. Okay, one says CPU, the other one says RAM, the other one says GPU. So I'm like, oh, I wonder what those are. Why is the CPU and the RAM light lit up? Oh, and also, this computer that I was repairing, I was so old, it had DDR3 RAM in it, and now it's DDR4 RAM. So I had to scavenge DDR4 RAM from my nice computer to even try and get it to start. So I'd already done that. So I'm looking through the manual.
So literally like...
Looking through the manual. And I'm reading what those lights mean. And I'm really confused. And this is like, okay, so crap. See, if the CPU and the RAM ones are on, maybe the motherboard's bad, right? And then I was like, well, let me try taking out the RAM and putting it back in. And so like I take it out, put it back in, and it boots up. And it's been like 3 hours. I didn't push the RAM all the way in, dude.
Oh man.
That was the entire issue. Because the CPU couldn't do anything because it had no RAM.
At least it wasn't like something too terrible.
But dude, I felt I was so frustrated and irritated. I was just like
an idiot.
After all that, dude, it was like 3 hours and I couldn't figure out that one thing was not plugged in all the way.
It didn't, I mean, did it not click?
It clicked.
It clicked.
Dude,
it
just, the dang thing clicked.
Oh man. Gotta get that clicky RAM. Gotta get that RAM click.
So that was infuriating and very frustrating, but man, so that's my tech issue right there.
I feel like a lot of our tech issues bubble down to something that's really simple that we overlook.
No, literally, that's what they all are every single time. So,
well, you know what? Man. I can't overlook.
Don't do it. No, no.
The end of this episode. Thank you all for watching. Thank you for tuning in. If you're tuned into the live, we're going to be doing these live from now on, and we'll put out a schedule for you as soon as possible. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next cast. Adios.